there is absolutely nothing within a human being that is native to a human being that desires regeneration. So that's the first thing. So all seeking of what is higher is through the influx of the Lord's life. So the Lord provides the motivation. We don't have it, but it feels as if it is our own. So good is always primary. But in terms of the experience, it looks like we are gathering truths. Well, we are. We're gathering truths and we're acting from them. And that seems like that's the first step. But what we don't see is why we have an interest in truths. And that's the Lord's activity. And that goes unrecognized for a long time. And it's cyclic as well, of course. So what it is that the natural is completely destroyed so far as it being of any spiritual value is concerned. So what happens is that through what's termed remains, in the innocence of ignorance, things can be implanted, which if we saw them from a proprial perspective and saw what those things from heaven would affect, we would reject them outright. So what happens is that things are implanted in our ignorance that can serve as a plane through which the influx of the Lord into the human mind can use to then begin to reorganize the mind. So that kind of comes to a point where we begin to, say, consciously start to seek truths. And as we do that, we build up a memory. They form a plane in the memory, if you like, at the memory level. And there, from then, they can be taken on. So principles can be extracted and begin to work from those. So the memory level of the mind, the external memory, is seen to be like a, I guess, like an outer court. It's not in us yet. So truths don't enter into the fabric of our being until we start to live from them and practice them. So what the general teaching is that the internal of the natural has to be regenerated first, and then the external from the internal. So this is the lifting of things to form an internal level within the natural, from which we are then able to observe what's in the external. And that's spiritual work. The idea of self-examination and repentance starts to occur when we're beginning to use truths to reflect on the motivations and what have you that are arising within the mind. And then over time, those truths that are more interior, you know, they are vessels for the Lord's good to move further and further down into the different levels of the mind in order to bring it into a form whereby it can be a vessel that can hold what is of heaven, you know, fixed at the level of our awareness. The interior levels of what's termed celestial and spiritual are ordered. The problem is the natural. And so it's the natural where the focus has to be, you know, and it's the only place the focus can be, really, because that's where our level of awareness is. So the whole of heaven is supporting initiatives toward the regeneration of the human mind or the regeneration of the natural. And, you know, that's established. So it's really where our as of self, you know, where the as of self comes into play, that we have to do it as of self in order to establish a reciprocal working with the Word, with the Lord. And that is what then is able to bring about a restructuring of the natural. And, you know, the appearance is that as the natural is restructured, we're going up. But in actual fact, what's happening is that what is present is able to manifest. So if you have vessels from the Word within the natural mind, so vessels, just memory of the stories, you know, what we're reading here, that sort of thing, but you've engaged in working with this material on a spiritual level, then what happens is that what's been built up more interiorly is irrational, that's aligned with what the word says is true, as opposed to what our senses say is true. And that's what allows then for influx of heavenly life. You know, say we receive an insight and our life seems to be progressing on a more kind of nonsense-based way, then it looks like we are climbing the ladder. But actually what's happening is that what is higher is entering in. A simple example is like when you're sitting in a train and the train next to you starts to move and you have all the sensation of movement, whereas you're stationary. So the appearances is that you're moving. The appearances is that we are advancing. But in fact, everything of heaven is already fully present. Reality is fully present. It's just our misconstrued notions that twist things into an illusionary experience of things due to our belief in our self as something autonomous and independent from everything else, and especially from the Lord. You know, what you're reading about here is really the Lord's incarnation. What's happening here is it's the descent of truths, you know, goods and truths into these lower levels where they can reveal the condition. So if it's the Lord's incarnation from a process perspective, it's about goods and truths of the word becoming living in the lower levels of the human mind. And about us coming to recognize that. That's our struggle, being able to recognize it and acknowledge it.